flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, we're going to send you right now to Ashburn, where Dan Quinn and Adam Peters are taking the podium. Here are those two men.
First huddle up, and you got to earn them. And as sure as hell don't want to, but you do need them to grow. And you truly don't know who you are until you get your ass knocked down and see how you get back up. And if I knew anything about our team, they will absolutely get up swinging. And so as AP and I, we can sit up here and point to every great win this game has given us, but I know we'd also spend more time on the losses, and that still we still ain't over years later. But all of them led to he and I being here together, and together I wouldn't want to ride strong with anybody else. And so he's been an amazing partner for me all the way through, and so a lot to be thankful for our team. I'm not there yet. I will be one day, but I'm not there today. So all I said, I'll kick it over to Adam, and he'll kick on, then we'll get rocking with you guys.
Yeah, not a ton to add. Just really, you know, like you said, it still stings. We're just still going through it right now. But I can say that although it's not where we want to be right here, sitting next to each other, I'm proud to be sitting next to you, and really proud of this team and what they did and this group of men, and just really thankful for them and how much work they put in, and just really a lot of gratitude today for that group. And you know, that's probably the best way to say it. Just a lot of gratitude and a disappointing ending, but very grateful for everybody. So you guys go ahead.
And this is to Adam and to DQ. We're less than a year of you guys really coming together. You've been in the league. You've seen success happen at a certain rate. This was a fast, according to most. How surprised are you that you got to this point this quick?
Well, you know, I think when we got in here, we had a shared vision, and DQ did an incredible job of really instilling that into our players and bringing our guys together and creating a true brotherhood. And, you know, he said that, you know, when we started, the faster we can create that, the better we can be sooner. And I think he did an excellent job with that, and our guys did an excellent job buying into that and living that way. And so just really proud of how quickly that came together.
For me, I thought that was probably the difference between like when you've heard us say the word rebuild and recalibration. And we knew there were some excellent people here, and rebuild would have meant tear down. And that's not how we thought of this at all. And there were so many, you know, people that were here that like were absolutely all in. And so for us getting a chance to visit with, you know, somebody like Tressway today, and to know how much he is in, like, you feel it. And those are, you know, some of the emotions I have for it. And the recalibration meant, like, everybody's bounced, the needle bounces around a little bit, but we found it. And we found who we are and our identity. And like I said, we've the floor has risen, but, like, we're nowhere near where our ceiling's going to be. And that fires me up.
Question for DQ or both of you.
We got to stop with the two, both of them. We can do, yeah.
Dan, it
there
is.
You go.
you've been through this with Atlanta, the coaching carousel stuff, losing assistants. As much as you're still going through the emotions from yesterday, that carousel is moving. How do you prepare? Obviously, Cliff and Joe have gotten requests, but even further down the line, how do you prepare for coming moves that are probably inevitable, and how does that impact your, like, self-scouting going forward?
Yeah, you better be prepared, right? Because as a staff, if you do well, then those are some of the things that take place from that. And we do have a deep crew, and that was part of the plan all along, that if those moments happen, we'll be ready to adjust. Not only do we develop the players here, Adam and I, we also want to develop coaches. And so, like, everybody in here, like, how do we get better? Where do we go? And so we dig in hard on those. As far as what is, just, you know, more speculation for us, but that is our plan of how we do things. We develop people here.
It's a different situation, perhaps, but that you think apply to what you're going to do now going forward?
Yeah, I think something that when we talked with a lot of the guys today really resonated with, I think, both of us, and that's you know, bringing in the right people and bringing in guys who we see as commanders. And so that's what we'll look for.
AP, what did you make of Marshawn's play this year, and what needs to happen for him to be playing his best going forward?
Yeah, Marshawn, you know, he came into a tough situation. He did, and he was injured when he got here. And so anytime you come into a new team and you're injured, it's really hard to integrate, you know, and plus you're coming in at the end of the season. So at the same time, you're rehabbing, you're learning a new defense, you're trying to meet new teammates. And so it was a tough situation for him to come in. But what was cool was, you know, we saw him get better, and we saw him get more acclimated, not only to the defense, but to his teammates. And so really excited for him to have an off season with us and you know, really learn the defense from the ground up and really have that full runway of training camp and leading into the season. And looking forward to that.
Adam and Dan, if you want to chime in,
I'm not chiming.
Okay.
I chime all the time. I'm not chiming.
You've been through a number with different organizations where you've had success. How do you, when you're trying to look for the future, balance, you know, you have the emotion of the season and what you guys did versus having to take a cold, hard look at how it needs to proceed going forward with decisions making on the roster, et cetera?
Yeah, like today is, like you said, it's a tough day. And so we're just kind of getting through that right now. And now once we really discuss where we want to go next, and coach and our scouts have been working their tails off on the draft and free agency. So really we're just about to turn that page and really sit down with each other and figure out, you know, how we can improve this team and get better for next year.
It's for Adam, as a coordinator next year.
You know, I'll speak on the first part. I thought he did a fantastic job, and I thought he really he led well. He had great energy. He listened. He was, you know, obviously the performance was outstanding. He's a great play caller, but I think just really being able to, I've known Cliff since I was 23, and so I've known him a long time, but never worked next to him. And just to see how hard of a worker he is in the room was really, really special to see. And, you know, I'm sure his time's coming soon.
This question is for Dan. Obviously, your messaging about the scars must have resonated, because Tressway shared that with us in kind of his media availability. What ultimately was behind that in terms of maybe adding fuel and kind of learning from that loss against Philly? And kind of just dig deeper on that scar messaging, please.
Sure. Those tough games that, you know, leave the mark, that's really what we're talking about. And you have to go through them, because you only really get to be back in that spot, in that arena to get to it. This was my lesson into this. And the scars are there to remind you of what and how. And it's really hard to get to the game that we got to yesterday. And so I wanted to make sure that it counts, you know, that the lessons are learned and that we're able to apply them moving forward. And but it does sting, you know, it's when you're in front of the team and like you know how hard they have absolutely went for it, you never want to lose that reminder.
Hi, Coach and Adam, but this message is for Coach. Clean out locker room was today, and some of these players will be back and some maybe not. But what was the most important message, whether they're going to be back or not, that you wanted to deliver to each player? Because talking to the players today, they said that you cannot cheat the process.
Yep. That's what you'd like to hear as a coach, Donna. What I said to them last night, I wanted them to, even before they got a chance to visit with you guys, to savor this time. And they've created something together as teammates that is special. And not every locker room is the same year to year, and knowing that next year's team will be different than this year's team. But what they have created, I didn't want them to miss that and lose that, because having great team chemistry is a part of a championship run. And they know exactly what that looks like, and I discussed that today. There'll be some time in between now and when our off-season program begins, and making sure they're checking up on one another and calling in and pushing and doing all the things that great teammates do. And this has been a really, really fun team to coach because of their connection. There'll be plenty of times where a meeting will start and Adam and I'll just be right outside and I'll wait a minute. I'll just hear the noise and they're inside and enjoying their time together. So I don't always start right then just because nobody's out in the hall and they're not late. I just know that they enjoy that time that they spend together. And if you can create that as a team and really fight your ass off for it, that's the type of environment we want to, you know, foster as often as we can.
This question's for Coach Quinn. Base and how excited fans were for this run this year. What did that mean to you as the head coach of this team?
You know what it meant? Like, honestly, so much. And there were certain markers that happened along the way this year that the team, we absolutely felt that. And I think from a home game perspective, it was Atlanta. Was the one, for whatever reason, I think, and Tress even referenced this, we were losing, I believe, at the half, and to hear the crowd erupt, like feeling the support behind them, like you can't help but to win. And so to know that, and then saw Burgundy down in gold in Dallas, and then in Tampa, and smidgens of it in Detroit. And again, yesterday, we feel it. We feel it, and we know how important football is to this community. And so to know that we're a part of that, man, it's really awesome.
For Adam, this team wasn't expected to appear in the NFC Championship game. How does this success that you guys had this season affect how you approach the offseason? Does it make you more aggressive in trades or free agency?
Yeah, I think, you know, every year's different, you know, and every team's different. And so this is where we ended up this year, but every team and trying to get back up.
Don't worry about it. They've heard that message before. They're okay.
Hey there, and this question is for Adam. As you both have mentioned, this is a tough day for you all and for the players as well, but, you know, it's still kind of business as usual, right? It's Senior Bowl week. And there's still work to be done. So how do you just kind of focus, Adam, to say, okay, I got to feel the way I feel, but continue on with doing the work of the business?
Yeah. It is, you know, it's sobering, but then getting down, and we're going to go down, a few of us are going to go down to the Senior Bowl tomorrow. And so that's exciting, you know, and we're going to do that, you know, whatever the result of the game was. But really exciting to go down there and be with the guys, be with our scouts that are out on the road all year and working their tails off to get ready for the draft. So, you know, I didn't prepare for this day, you know, and maybe that's silly, but I didn't and wasn't expecting this. And so, you know, you got to kind of come in and turn the page. And so we did that today. And then tomorrow we'll go back down there and look ahead and get caught up with all that.
Could you talk about how good that makes you feel, that it resonated, not just words that were on walls, but now it's part of who they are?
Yeah, I love that you shared that Let's start with that. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. It's really the life of a competitor, and like if that's our central theme that we want here of competing, that's really where it started. You know, whether it's playing on the East Coast, night games, day, anywhere, that all of the opponents got the same regard. And like they were going to get all of us and how we would go do that. And so it really was about us, even though it's anybody, it was really our way. And this is how we will go do things. And so I wanted them to take that life of a competitor and apply it to our whole team. And in different ways, that's just how we would want to get down. And I'm glad that they shared that one with you today, because if there's one, that probably resonates with me as well into that spot. But it really is about us, even though the message has anybody. But it's like how we do things.
Got time for three more?
Hey, Dan, I'm not asking about any individual player, but you brought in some veterans whose obviously first job was to play football, but secondly, help you guys kind of set the standard for yourself and for the team.
Yes.
Moving forward, how do you kind of balance and, I guess, value the veteran leadership versus building a football team that can win long term?
Yeah. Some things don't show up on the stat sheet. They just don't. And people like Adam see that and understand that. It may not come in a metric or next gen stat, but it shows up in a big way. And you've heard me use the word glue guys or great teammates, and all of those things can factor into what, you know, you're looking for to build as a team. So everything matters. And for teammates like that that have a different role, all of them have an impact on winning, but their roles may be different. And so it'll always be a part of our equation. Adam, I believe in team first, and you've heard me say, like, the best part of our team is the team. And that's like a really cool thing to say as a coach, because it's not this group or that group or this one. Like, collectively, the way they work together, like, it's a really cool thing.
This one's for Dan. A lot of players talked about culture, and it's one thing to implement culture, and it's another thing to have it continue to grow, especially as you get here and you acquire new guys. How do you make sure that your culture continues to flourish through the offseason and heading into year two?
Yeah, it's such an important topic, and it really is the work that we do every day, and it's like how we conduct our lives here. And so we're all on the same page here. And I can remember when we added a player to the team, I said, you can ask anybody here, man, a rookie, you know, 10-year vet, we're all on the same page. This is how we do things. This is what we wear for walkthrough. This is where we go to train, whatever that is. And so that's their jobs to pay it forward to the next person. And if that's a new guy coming in, we have a process for what that looks like. And what I do love about a standard and a culture, like, there's a certain level that we're all expected to. Hey, man, that's not to the standard. This is what we do. And so we like having that together. And yeah, it'll be a really important thing from now. And 20 years, we'll look back and say, okay, in 2024, that began. How did it grow stronger? It will grow stronger because it's the people that live it. If it's just a sign on the wall, then you don't really have one. You have to live it.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
You're listening to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters live in Ashburn on the Team 980.
Opportunity to be a head coach, and you thought about, you know, getting a chance to do it again. I do this or I do that. Where did those expectations that you had for yourself come into play this year? And is there a spot where you already kind of know next year you want to get even better?
Yeah, some good questions. There's a lot that I want to get better at. I probably don't have enough time for that. But I would say coming in, I wanted to make sure that, like, all my focus, you know, could be just on the team. And Adam has done a fantastic job of, as my partner here, to go through it, like, you know, day and night, that's where my eyes are. And that was really important to me, to make sure that, like, each meeting, whether it's offense or defense or special teams, that I'm in it, that I know it, and that I didn't have to worry about something else that would go on. And so having that going in, that was one of my top priorities, and knowing I would be at my best doing X, Y, and Z. And so I shared that with him to say, hey, these are, you know, some of the things that are really important for me and what I need, you know, to be successful. And he absolutely delivered on that, and then some.
All right. Thank
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate All right. It. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you in April.
That's what he thinks. No, Dan. We'll see you at the combine. We'll see you before April. That is Dan Quinn and Adam Peters live on the Team 980. You just heard both men answering their questions in their season ending press conference. There's a chance that Peters could talk again at the Senior Bowl. Probably not, because he just talked. But we will see the next time we hear from those guys. Certainly, you'll hear something from them around combine time, which is now just a month away. And it's kind of the wacky thing that we're not used to here, because it hasn't been an issue in a long time. But you gotta do both. And luckily, I was talking about this with someone earlier today. Adam Peters is used to doing both. Like, he's been in Super Bowls and NFC Championship games, and that's been his life, AFC Championship games, when he was back in Denver and New England. And having a team competing for a championship and continuing the scouting process is not the only thing Adam Peters knows, but it's almost the only thing Adam Peters knows. So I thought that was a good question by someone in there about kind of their timeline and the compressed nature of what they have to do of reviewing their season now and then getting into their offseason as quickly as possible. Peters kept going back to the phrase turning the page, and on his side of it, they've got to do that very, very quickly. But this is also something that is second nature to him, I would imagine, because of all his experience doing that compared to what we're used to, which is like, oh, let's see what happens in the coaching carousel and see what position coach that got fired needs to get filled and who they're going to get hire or who they're going to hire. And then we can review the season and then the Senior Bowl and then the No, it's now we're already in it. We're at the Senior Bowl portion, and hopefully the staff stays intact. Sounds very much like they'd like to keep as many guys here as possible. When we get back here on the Team 980, back to your phone calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We are taking your calls basically for the rest of the show, as long as you guys are calling here on the Hoffman Show.